And now, coming to you, Faith Walk Radio, with your host, Susan F. Rosario. So hold on to your seat, open your mind's eye, and get ready to hear powerful and encouraging scriptures to help you build your faith walk with the Lord. Now, without further ado, listen in to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Hello and welcome to the Faith Walk Show. My name is Susan Rosario, and the title of the message today is Your Heart is Worth Fixing. Yes, your heart is worth fixing, folks. And I know to say your heart is worth fixing implies that something is wrong with your heart. Well, maybe not physically, but certainly spiritually, there is a real emotional battle going on. And if you've been a believer for any period of time, you understand what I'm saying here. The scripture tells us, though, the heart is deceitful above all, desperately wicked. Who can know it? So the key here today is to make sure your heart is fixed on God. Amen? So today, I hope I encourage and help you understand that the heart can and will deceive you. Yes, the heart can and will deceive you. I will talk about that shortly. Why? Because your desires live in your heart. Haven't you heard the phrase, my heart's desire? Yes, the heart is where your desires live, where your emotions reside. You know, we've all made comments like, I need to feel complete, Lord. I need to do this or that to feel comfortable, Lord. I can't live or breathe unless all these things play out in my life because I would feel better, Lord, about myself and the direction of my life if I was given my heart's desire. You get the point here? Let me give you this first scripture of the day that makes my point for me. Proverbs 4, verse 23. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. And I hope the scripture communicates my point of guarding, meaning protecting what gets in your heart, and help you to understand that you have to be conscious of your desired lifestyle. Those things that you desire that are in your heart right now that are not in line with the Word of God, or those things that you are praying for, desiring, that are also not in the will of God for your life. Another great scripture to tie in my thought here is Psalms 37, 3 and 4. Before I get well into the message here, I want to share this scripture with you. Psalms 37, 3 and 4, and it says this, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. So yes, folks, back to my point. Make sure that the desires of your heart are to do good by God. Remember, my heart's desire. And as you know, folks, if you're a believer, God just doesn't always give you your heart's desire, since some things will definitely keep you out of his will for your life. Right? Again, Psalms 37, verses 3 and 4, trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Again, point based on the scripture is that matters of your heart matters to God. Matters of your heart, folks, matters to God every minute of the day and is judged by God every minute of the day, and you will be rewarded by God as he sees fit based on the conditions of your heart every minute of the day. Is your heart fixed on being Christ-led? No, you don't want premature responses and actions. You cannot depend on your feelings to fix matters of the heart. How you feel is not always the best way to live your life. I'm sorry, it's not. How you feel is not always the best way to live your life. So, matters of the heart is to renew your mind every day to make sure your heart is fixed on God. And if you have just tuned in today, I am taking you on a faith walk journey to examine your heart and to search your mind to find out what is in it and on your mind. So here it is. Question of the day. Is your heart filled with God's desires or desires to keep you dealing with the same old dysfunctional situations? Good question, right? Is your heart filled, folks, with God's desires or the desires that keep you dealing with the same old dysfunctional situations day after day, month after month, year after year, till you find yourself 20, 30 years down the line still dealing with the same dysfunctional situation. So for those that have tuned in, I am talking about matters of the heart today. What should and should not matter as it relates to a Christ-filled heart. Scripture of the day comes from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 9 and 10. And here we have it. I have been quoting this scripture for the last 5 minutes, and here we have it. Verse 9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Verse 10, "I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings." So talking about matters of the heart today, what are the matters in your heart? Better said, what is the matter with your heart? Do you know? Well, the scriptures will tell you that today. So if you don't know, or are you aware that your heart may be filled with stuff that just don't matter? Because those same matters are keeping you in bondage, folks. Think about it. When your heart is dysfunctional and not receiving Christ-filled things and situations in it, guess what? What comes out of it is what you get, a dysfunctional lifestyle. Amen? Again, the title of the message today is Your Heart is Worth Fixing, and the big question of the day is why? Why is your heart worth fixing? Okay, I'm going to answer that. And Jeremiah says it for me. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? That's why your heart is worth fixing. Verse 10, "I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doing." So folks, I can think of two reasons your heart is worth fixing right off the bat, based on these two scriptures. Number one, it's worth fixing because it's deceitful, innately dishonest and trustworthy. Number two, you ready? Because God is searching it. That's why. Verse 10, "I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruits of his doing." So reason number two is this, because God is searching it. And if God is searching it, uh-oh, right? Uh-oh, indeed. So if your heart is deceitful above everything, and we know why God searches it, Jeremiah 17:10, "I, the Lord, search the heart, I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruits of his doing." He is examining your heart every minute of the day to find out what is in it, why, so that he can reward you based on the condition of your heart. So let's talk about condition, the word condition of the heart. The definition of condition as it relates to my point here is disorder, illness, structure, situation, or circumstances. So the reason why your heart is worth fixing is because God would rather have it. God would rather have your heart. He's waiting patiently to clean you up. And the big why is because he knows he can, and it no doubt will deceive you if he doesn't. Your heart can and will deceive you every single day of your life, making you think it is perfectly okay to live a life of compromise, doing anything and everything you want outside of living a righteous lifestyle. So we have to be willing to allow the word of God to change us, folks. We can't go on year after year after year doing and living the same lifestyle. If it's not written in the Bible, then you're not supposed to do it, period. There's no compromise. There's no but, if, why, just a little bit or just for a moment or no. God is God. The truth is the truth, and being ungodly is just that. Again, Jeremiah 17:9, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Folks, your heart has to be fixed every day. Your heart has to be righteous every day. Your heart has to be open to doing good every day. Folks, your heart has to be kind every day, to forgive every minute of the day, to have unconditional love every day, to want to do the right thing every day. Not just when you go to church, or not just when people are around you that are righteous or self-righteous or whatever. Remember, God is watching. You don't have to put on airs or have a front. It is what it is. Right is right and wrong is wrong. I don't care how long you've been a believer. When we all stand before God, we will be judged based on the Word of God and the living examples of Jesus Christ, how we are to conduct ourselves as believers. How are we going to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven if our heart is far away from God? Your heart has to be fixed every day. You have to do the right thing by God every day. You have to let go of the painful past every day. You have to forgive every day. You have to have faith every day. You have to worship and thank God every day. You see, folks, living in God's will, it's not something you say. It's what you do with the life He's giving you. Yes, living in God's will means that you have to be renewed in your heart and in your mind every day, constantly being conscious of those daily attacks. Yes, that keep your heart in an ungodly condition. Why? So that you don't miss out on those God rewards, those blessings. Now, let me move on. I have another really great scripture here, Luke chapter 6, verse 45, really quick. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart, for the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Now here's a twister for you. Evil doesn't always refer to the worst part of the word. Evil also refers to an immoral, sinful, foul person. It makes sense. I hope I am touching somebody's heart today, opening up their eyes to the truth of the Word of God that's presented today. Before I move on again, I have to read the scripture again. Luke 6:45 says, "A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart, for the mouth speaks what the heart is full of." So, folks, here is my question to you today. Is the condition of your heart strong in God, secure in His Word, filled with faith, love, hope, forgiveness, patience, peace, joy, understanding, wisdom, discernment? Is your heart strong in God? Only you can answer that. So as I pause for a few announcements, yes, 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 and yes some more, folks, your heart is worth fixing because God would rather have it. To give you the abundant life that waits for you and willing to reward you based on the things that you do on this earth. Again, I say, why is your heart worth fixing? To give you a future and a hope so that God can prosper you and give you the future that you so deserve. Take a listen to these announcements, and I will be right back to conclude today's message.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Hello, San Diego. This is Susan Rosario. I am proud to announce to the San Diego community of family, friends, and Christian brothers and sisters, the Faith Walk Foundation will be feeding the hungry. This is exciting news, folks, and exactly what the Lord has laid on our heart to do. Beginning May 2017, the Faith Walk Foundation will feed hundreds of working class families in selected locations throughout San Diego County. As you know, this takes finances as well as resources to make it happen, and I need your help. If you are interested in teaming up and donating or lending a helping hand, I want to talk to you. Contact me today at info@faithwalkradio.com. That's info@faithwalkradio.com. Come take a faith walk with me and help us feed the hungry in San Diego County. 100% of all donations will aid and support the hungry in San Diego County.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing Firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com, gfdmwebdesign.com, and you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Hi there, this is Susan F. Rosario, host of The Faith Walk Show. I hope you are staying encouraged and building your faith walk with the Lord every day. Remember, faith is an action, not an emotion. So in saying that, folks, if you have a faith walk inspirational story you would like to share with me so that I can share with the world right here on this show and on my website, feel free to email me at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Share your Faith Walk inspirational story today. You never know. You might be the story selected to spotlight, to encourage, and let people know that God is still working things out in the lives of people all over the world. Again, email me your Faith Walk inspirational story today at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Also, if you are in need of prayer and encouragement, also feel free to email me, write me, or give me a call. Go to my website, faithwalkradio.com. There's more information for you there. That's faithwalkradio.com. Now, back to the show. As we continue to talk about faith and building your faith foundation.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello, I am back. Just want to say before I sign off for today, I had a wonderful time sharing the Word of God with you today. If you missed the first part of the message today, you can go to my website any time of the day or night and listen or download it for free of charge. That's faithwalkradio.com at faithwalkradio.com. And if you are just tuning in to the show today, you are listening to The Faith Walk Show. My name is Susan Rosario. This show airs every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Feel free to tune back in next week and learn how to develop and grow your faith. Title of the message today is Your Heart is Worth Fixing. Yes, your heart, folks, is worth fixing. Why? Because God wants it. Yes, God wants it in tip-top condition so He can use it to help you with the rest of your life. Yeah. So the title of the message is Your Heart is Worth Fixing. God wants your heart, folks, in tip-top condition so He can use it to help you with the rest of your life. Scripture of the day I taught from Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 9 and 10, and it states, "The heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked, who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart, I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doing." And that was verse 10. So folks, my point of the message today is this: why not let God tend to the matters of your heart? Yes, why not let God tend to the matters of your heart? Don't let your deceived heart deceive you out of prosperity in many areas of your life. Not only in finances, because prosperity comes in many ways, not only in finances, but in health, in healing, in love, peace, joy, in every area of your life. Folks, with a godly heart, God is listening, right? With a godly heart, God is listening. Yes, when you are kind to others, God is listening. When you forgive others, God is listening. When you are slow to anger, God is listening to you. Amen? I know the show is coming to an end in a few minutes here, but here is something to think about over the next week. You ready? Why not let God clean out your heart from all the old baggage? You know, that stuff that has lived in your heart for so long that latches on to your thoughts as it takes residence, folks, or let me say, as it takes root in your heart. Why not let God just clean it all out, right? So you can feel lighthearted. You get it? You see, it's time for a change. Finally, it is time for us as believers, those that are leading, whether this nation, whether your family, friends, associates, whether you're praying for somebody on the bus stop, all of us as leaders or Christ believers, we have to change our heart in order for other people to see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. Amen. So yes, folks, it is time for a change, because after all is said and done on this earth, it will only be heaven and hell standing. So my last question to you is, where is your heart taking you? Where is your heart taking you today? Folks, this will bring me to my final thought of the day. And my final thought of the day is this. Life and death is in the hands of the Almighty God. However, the conditions of your heart starts and ends with you. The power of faith, which is the gift of God, is all you will ever need to change what you allow in your life that will no doubt change what lives in your heart. So folks, this show has come to an end. I will be back same time next week and every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Be sure to invite your family, friends, and associates to listen in, as well as visit my website any time of the day or night. You can download this show today if you missed it, or any other archive messages. Folks, there's a bunch there. Download them, pass them out to your friends. Help me spread the uncompromising word of Jesus Christ. By the way, all downloads of previous messages and downloads of the Faith Walk song are all the music you hear. You can download it for free. Go to faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. As always, remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed.
Stone by stone, brick by brick, please build. I'm not alone, by you I am healed. I need your help to get me through the day. Faithful Savior, hear my cry, I pray. I need a faith wall, a path to lead me straight to you. Build me a faith wall, you are the way, the light, the truth. All my trials and all of my pain,
listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Again, thank you for tuning in, San Diego. You are listening to the Faith Walk Show. My name is Susan F. Rosario. I look forward to seeing you next week, same time, right here every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. right here on Cape Wright, 1240 a.m. San Diego. Take care and God bless you all.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.